ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ಹರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾದಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೋತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾದಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದಾಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸುಪ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರ ರುದ್ರ ಮರುತಃ ಸುನಂದಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಶವೈಃ ವೇದೈಃ ಸಾಂಗ್ರಪದಕ್ರಮೋ ವೈಷವೈಃ ಜಾಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಾಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತತಕ್ಯತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಸ್ಮಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರಾಸುರಗಣಾ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ಉವಾಚ
ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ಚೈವ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಮೇವ
ಚ
ಏದತ್ವೇದಿತುಮಿಚ್ಛಾಮಿ
ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಶ್ರೇಯಂ ಚ ಕೇಶವ.
ಶ್ರೀಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಇದಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಕೌಂತೇಯ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಮಿತ್ಯಭಿಧೀಯತೆ ಏತದ್ಯೋ ವೇತ್ತಿ ತಂ ಪ್ರಾಹು
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಇತಿ ತದ್ವಿದಃ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ
ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ
ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಂ ಯಚ್ಚ ಯಾದೃಚ್ಛ
यद्विकारियतश्चयत
सचयो यत्प्रभावश्च
तत्समासेन मे शृणु
ऋषिभिर्बहुधा गीतम्
छन्दोभिर्विविधैः पृथक्
ब्रह्मसूत्रपदैश्चैव
हेतुमद्भिर्विनिश्चितैः
महाभूतान्यहङ्कारः
बुद्धिरव्यक्तमेव च
इन्द्रियाणि दशैकं च
पञ्चचेन्द्रियगोचराः
इच्छाद्वेषत्सुखं दुःखम्
सङ्घातश्चेतनादृतिः
एतत्क्षेत्रं समासेन
सविकारमुदाहृतम्
अमानित्वमदन्वित्वम्
अहिंसाक्षान्तिराज्यवम्
आचार्योपासनं शौचम्
स्थैर्यमात्मविनिग्रहः
इन्द्रियार्थेषु वैराग्यम्
अहङ्कार एव च
जन्ममृत्युजराव्याधि
दुःखदोषानुदर्शनम्
इन्द्रियार्थेषु अमानित्वम् अदम्बित्वम् अहिंसाक्षान्ति आर्जवम् समानित्वं मदं युक्तं अहिंसा क्षान्ति आर्जवम् आचार्योपासनं शौचं स्थैर्यम् आत्मविनिग्रहम् सो यू हैव सीन नाइन ऑफ देम इन द फर्स्ट वर्स नाइन वैल्यूज सो दे आर कॉल्ड ज्ञान सो इट विल इफ यू प्रैक्टिस दोज वैल्यूज माइंड गेन्स अंतकरण शुद्धि That antakbuddhi, where mind will become pure, mind will automatically gravitate towards knowing the truth. It will take you to the knowledge. So therefore, it is called jnanam. Then, now the tenth one also we saw, indriyartheshu vairagyam. So, vairagyam means certain maturity. One gains certain maturity because even if you live Generally, we think that as a person gets older, he will become mature. Not necessary. Because body may grow, but mind will always linger on certain weaknesses. So, the maturity is dependent upon the availability of the person. Experiences we go through mechanically, we will not grow. The growth comes only when every experience one should be able to absorb. That absorption comes only when we go through experiences with alertness. That every experience when we go through, we start analyzing whether it has given me good or bad. What is my benefit in this? Otherwise, even if you get hit many times, people will not learn it. So that is called animals life. Animals, they don't learn from experiences. They do not have the buddhi. But human beings are not so. We have the ability to think. So the thinking faculties we use to mature ourselves. from experiences. Don't mechanically go to the experiences. We have to absorb every experience and learn from it. That alone gives us maturity. That maturity is called Indriyartesu Vairagyam. See, it is not that you have to give up everything and go to Himalayas and sit in a cave and meditate. That doesn't make you a person who is totally Vairagi. So, even amidst all of them, how much you are dependent upon those, the things around you, that makes you a Vairagi. So, inner detachment is what is expected here. Then anahankara, free from ahankara. Ahankara, bhavaha eva, janmamuktu jaravadi dukkha doshanudarshanam. Next one. So ahankara, anahankara. So the one who is free from ahankara. Aham bhava. So I am great, I am superior. This manam and ahankara is almost the same. So the expression of ahankara is manam. The mani, the pride, etc. is an expression of ahankara. Ahankara is, one expression of ahankara is to see somebody's sorrow and make become happy. That's another expression of ahankara. Ahankara has got so many expressions are there. The varied expressions are there. How it expresses, where, when, it is very difficult to name. So Duryodhana was one example. Ahankara. So that's why Krishna was at a time, Bhagavan always detected that whenever his devotee became egoistic, he always corrected. When Arjuna was very egoistic, that he was the greatest arch of the world, that pride came to him. That time Bhagavan, oh, my friend Arjuna has got this problem. So we have to remove this. So whenever such problem comes, he has got one agent to correct that problem. That was Hanumanji. He remembered Hanumanji. And Hanumanji, this Arjuna used to travel. He was a great traveler. So he was traveling and he reached the Kanyakumari, Rameshwar he reached. And there he saw the remnants of the Bhagavan's Ramchandra's bridge. And there he rather said loudly, I don't think Bhagavan Ramchandra was a great archer. Immediately Hanuman appeared there. So, he asked, young man, you have a problem? So Arjuna said, yeah, I was also thinking, because he was alone, he didn't have anybody to speak to. So he said, I was thinking, looking at the bridge, one thing, Bhagavan Ramchandra was a great archer. How do you say that? Because if he was a great archer, he could have built a bridge across the ocean with arrows. Why he had to bring all these monkeys to bring these stones and things like that and make a bridge? It's not necessary. Nevertheless, Hanumanji said to them, what about those monkeys? They are gigantic people, mountainous size. If they walk on your toy bridge, it will collapse any time. Nevertheless, Arjuna said, he should have used some divine weapon. Hanumanji said, can you do it? Arjuna said, yes, of course I can do it. And immediately his pride also came. If I fail in my attempt, I will jump into the fire and kill myself. Hanumanji said, I never asked you to do that. You just show me that you can make a bridge. And if I can walk on that and reach Lanka, then fine. Then I will access. And Arjuna was a great archer. Immediately he made a bridge across the ocean. And they asked Hanumanji to walk. He walked 1 mile and then fell out. And Hanumanji came back and said, look, okay, Nandarajaraka, I will use my divine weapon. Use divine weapon. This time strong. Hanumanji got onto it and walked. The middle of the ocean, it collapsed. And Hanumanji had to jump back. Otherwise, he would have been missed. Oh, Arjuna felt really ashamed. His divine weapon also gone. His divine weapon also not working. Now he failed in his attempt. So he lit a fire. He promised that he would jump into fire. And he went around the fire 3 times. Of course, he remembered Krishna at that time. He was the one, what happened to me? I don't know why this has happened. Anyway, this is my last. I take leave of you. So you remember Bhagavan. And about to jump, Bhagavan appeared there. Held his hand. Arjuna, what are you doing? We had a bet. What bet? You see, two people cannot have a bet without a third person. No, no. That bet is not valid at all. So that Bhagavan is, Arjuna says, Bhagavan is very kind. Now he is. Very happy and confident. And Bhagavan says, now in front of me, he asked what was the bet. Then Arjuna explained that. I said, Ramchandra was not a great warrior of ours. And this gentleman challenged him. But Hanumanji was in disguise. It's not Hanumanji's dress. Actually, he assumed an old monkey form, actually. So he could not recognize his Hanumanji. And then what happened? I made 2 bricks, both of them broke. So I had to, as promised by him, I had to jump into fire. Number one says, now do one thing. In front of me, you make a bridge. So Arjuna made in front of him a bridge. This time, Bhagavan asked Hanumanji, now walk. Hanumanji went to Lanka and came back, nothing happened to the bridge. Hanumanji was a little curious, so he jumped every step to make sure it was strong. But nothing happened. Now Hanumanji is wondering, now before this gentleman came, we were doing all right. Now what happened? Now what happened? He closed his eyes and remembered Bhagavan Ramchandra Ji. And he opened his eyes. What did he see? Bhagavan Ramchandra Ji standing there. And Hanumanji went and prostrated to him in his own form. And then, oh, I'm sorry. I should not have shown off in front of you. And the point is, Bhagavan, if Bhagavan wanted to build a bridge, he could have built it. It is not that he did not have the capability of doing it. If he wanted to kill Ravana also, he doesn't have to come down as Ramachandra Ji. And sitting in Vaikuntha, one sankalpa is enough to destroy Ravana. The very fact that he came down, the avatara dharma is, avatara kaya is what to give moksha to all people. So that could not have been accomplished by just sitting there in Vaikuntha and killing Ravana alone was not the purpose of his avatara. In Bhagavata Sutama, she says, the Amavatara was so sacred that whoever came in contact with Bhagavan, knowingly, unknowingly, even a mosquito sat on Bhagavan to suck his blood, that mosquito also got moksha. That was the greatness of Bhagavan's avatara. So, he could have done it himself, but then he gave the chance for all the monkeys, even the squirrels, to serve the Lord. And serving him, they attain the ultimate goal of perfection. So that opportunity was given by the Lord. So Arjuna understood that his pride, that I was a great archer, he was humbled by Hanumanji. He immediately recognized Hanumanji and prostrated to him. That is the time Arjuna requested Hanumanji to come and sit in his chariot. And the Baba at war time, Bhagavanji sat and protected his chariot. That's why when the last war was with Karna, and during Karna's war with Arjuna, and Arjuna used to shoot arrow and Karna's chariot used to go up the sky and come down. And immediately Karna will shoot arrow and Arjuna's chariot will shake this much. When it was shook, Bhagavan used to praise his Baba. Right. Arjuna was looking at him, hey, you are my side or his side? And then again Arjuna will shoot arrow and Karna will go up and down. The second time it happened, Arjuna could not control. Bhagavan, what are you doing? Then Bhagavan said, oh, you think that you are a great archer? You don't know the might of Karna. Then he asked Hanumanji to move away a little bit. Second time Karna shot arrow, Arjuna chariot went up. Then Arjuna realized, Bhagavan said, your chariot is protected by me, and Lord Shiva and Vishnu both are protecting your chariot, and that chariot Karna is able to shake, which is not an ordinary guy. So then Arjuna developed respect for his opponent. Say, unless you have respect for your enemy, you cannot conquer him. This is one of the secrets Arjuna learned. So this, the ahankara, one should be free from ahankara. Bhagavan Ramchandraji was the first sonification of humility. Because he never gave credit to himself, even though he did everything. But when the Ravana Vatha was over, Vibhishana was coronated as king, he addressed all the monkeys and said that because of your prowess and great heroism, I was able to conquer, kill this Ravana. The monkeys were looking at each other. What is this? Bhagavan is telling because of us he could kill. And Vishnu became the king of Lanka because of your greatness. And those monkeys came to Ayodhya. This Angada, Nala, Neela, Vishnu, Sugriva, Hanumanji. When he introduced these monkeys to our Vasishtha, Rishi, Guru, Bhagavan said, oh, we are able to become victorious because of our Guru's grace, his blessing. And when he introduced these people to Guru, he said, because of these people, I could win the war. None of the credit to give to this guy, egolessness. So, that is the beauty. Beautiful example in our Puranas and Itihasas we have. So, anahankara eva cha. And in Nāgavati Sutra also Bhagavan talked about it. Then Bhagavan also doesn't like people who have ego. Nobody likes it also. Egoistic person, you don't want to associate. Person who has humility, he likes to be with you. Not a person who is arrogant and egoistic. Then continuing, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam. Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam. One has to see continuously his dosha. Effect, what is that? Janmam is Dukkham. Birth itself is Dukkham, sitting in the mother's womb uncomfortably. And it is said in Bhagavatam, it is said that Shishu, the child in the mother's womb, when he became 7 months old, the child remembers all previous lives. And it gets frightened. And it's called a Rishi that time. Because he remembers all his past, how many births he has taken, what all the yonis he went through, what kind of suffering he went through, all of them he remembers. And he prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, please take me out of this. I will never commit the same sin." He promises. Then he totally forgets when he comes out. So, Chinna Dukkham. Then growing up also Dukkham. A child in the cradle, he doesn't know if it is hungry or some ants biting. He doesn't know how to say, only cry, that's all. Depending of totally upon mother for protection. So growing is also a pain. I think that is so also growing pain. It is a pain. So Janma Dukkham, Murtyu Dukkham, Jara Dukkham, Murtyu. Of course, when a person dies, death nobody can, boldly accept. Before the death comes, how much fear will be there? What all papas we have done, all those things we remember, we regret, which hell Bhagavan is going to send me, I don't know. That kind of fear will be there. And then Jara, of course, old age comes, we are afraid of old age. We cannot grow gracefully old. So we always try to prevent old age. With all those, what is that? So many things are there now, antioxidant and everybody wants to do the kaya kalpam. We want to make look young all the time. It is not possible. Vyadhi, of course, sickness is dukkham. So, janma mrtyu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. So, this is the lot of our life. So in between, what is sukham we have? So one of our scriptures talk about it. This human sukham is very interesting. It is that a man was running, was chased by a tiger in the forest. He was looking for a place to escape. He saw a well. And he jumped into the well. As he was jumping, he realized down there are snakes, cobra, the hook is standing there, ready to strike him. So immediately called out of a root of a tree and then hung on it, suspended in the air, because he cannot come up, tiger is waiting. He cannot go down, the snake. Then while jumping, what happened? There was a honeycomb. He disturbed that. Then all those honeybees hovering around him and biting him. His whole body was filled with that. And at that time, what happened? From the honeycomb, because he disturbed, the honey was dripping. And this man is extending his tongue and licking it. Now this is called our sukham. Vyadhi, jara, and all other problems that we are healthy today is a wonder. In between, we have little joy. This is our Lord. So this is to be seen continuously. Anudarshanam. It is not that one time you see it and forget about it. No. It is to be seen continuously. Then, continue. Asaktirana Vishwangaha.
Asaktirana Vishwangaha.
Radara Grihadishu.
Putradara Grihadishu.
Nityam cha samachittattvam.
Nityam cha samachittattvam.
Ishtanishtopapattishu.
Ishtanishtopapattishu.
Asakti. Sakti sanga niviteshu visheshu viti matra padabhavaha. Anabhishwangaha, abhishwangabhavaha. In anabhishwangaha is non-identification. So asakti. Anabhishwangaha, born too much of identification. So, Ahameva Sushi, Sukhi, Avishyango Nama, Sasti Vishesha Eva, Nanyatma Bhavana Lakshana, Yada, Nesim Sukhi, Dukhi Deva, Ahameva Sushi, Dukhi, Ahameva Dukhi, Jeevati, Deva, Ahameva Jeevami, Avishyami Chari. So this identification is that that person is happy, I am happy. That person is Dukhi, I am Dukhi. This is called identification. So, the identification means what? Dependence, psychological dependence. This is called the... In order to psychologically stand healthy, we need so many props. Like a child wants to stand up before learning to walk, what if the child use a perambulator to hold on to it? The same way, in order for us to stand up boldly, we need so many help, psychology. If one of them goes wrong, we collapse. So, the husband has to behave properly, he has to be obedient to whatever you say, you listen. But the same way, husband also expected the wife to be obedient, children should also behave properly, and your neighbors, your in-laws especially, they should not give any trouble. Like this, there are so many do's and don'ts are there around. The job should be secure, the boss should be always friendly, he should not give a hard time. And then whenever you drive the car, all the green, everything, road should be all green light. There should not be any red light or anything. Like this, every time we have so many demands, we are dependent upon so many things in our life. Psychologically, we are dependent upon. So here, putra dara grihadi isu, putra, child, dara is wife. So, if it is for a wife, it is husband. So, griham, house. Some people are not attached to putra dara, but house they are attached. I went to somebody's house, you know, they offered me a seat, and that sofa I saw, it is plastic covered. Now, I bought a house for alam, the sofa for what? For sitting nicely. And if it is covered with this plastic, then it becomes uncomfortable to sit. Number one. Then I asked them, why are you going to kharab ho jayenge? It will go bad. So it is protected all the time. They don't even know, even if they buy a sofa, how to enjoy that sofa. They don't know. But Trihari said in Vairagya Shaktam, Neet Shaktam, it is said, that a person who has money, if he doesn't do dana or enjoy himself, he is going to lose both. Totally. So either he should do dana or at least he should enjoy. Dono karte hain. What happens? Keep on keeping the money, then finally what happens? They will die. They have no heart to spend. That is why most of the Indians, they say, they live poor, die rich. Yes, they are attachment, so much attachment. They attach, they get attached to their carpet, they get attached to cutlery. They never use it. I was traveling with Gurudev and house, this lady was there and beautiful carpet. And she served the tea. Immediately, as I was about to lift and drink, she said, be careful. I mean, if you have not told, nothing would have happened. Because she's a nice prophet. So much attachment. furniture, crockeries, cutleries. These are attached, too much attachment. Uttradhara, why children? It's not that you should not care for them, but too much attachment. See, Prasidaji's too much attachment to his wife, of course, it was a turning point for him. One should not be too much attached. You should give some room, breathing space. Then such a detachment only there is a healthy relationship you can keep. If you are over attached, then what happens? Both become suffocating. You should give some breathing space. So, in detachment only there is a real joy. But that you have to experience. Then, Nityam cha samachittattvam ishtanishtobhavatishu. So there are sometimes circumstances pleasant, sometimes circumstances unpleasant. If you read every day, this horoscope comes, you know, in this internet. They will tell you, today it is very bad, very careful. That day nothing will happen actually. All over. There are certain days because of the prarabdha, something goes wrong. There are certain days you don't know, everything is perfect. So these things will happen in our life. You cannot be always expecting perfection. Everything is perfect. No, it is not possible. So, but keep a balance. Understanding this is the nature of life. Today is good. Today is one of the days, that is all. But take it in your stride. Don't keep on going up and down like a yo-yo. Little things happen, people become so upset. Somebody said, Swamiji, little things only upset me. Big things won't upset me. That means what? Little things are big for you. That is why it upsets you. In fact, in life only small things are there. There are no big things. If you know how to take care of small things, big things will take care of itself. Then continuing.
Mayi chananya yogena
Bhaktiravya bhicharini
Vivikta desha sevitvam
Aratirjana samsadi
Mayi cha ananya yogena bhakti. So, unwavering devotion to me. Avyabhicharini bhakti, unwavering bhakti. Towards Bhagavan. Means what? Bhakti comes to you only when you understand the greatness, glory of the Lord. And that, the more you know about Bhagavan's glory, devotion comes to you. Love comes to you. Even ordinary love also, isn't it? How do you love a person? The more you understand his beauty of personality, his virtues, his values, then love increases, isn't it? So in college time, you know, a bunch of girls were going and you are also going with a group of boys. Suddenly you look at one girl, she is very beautiful. Who is she? Then you make inquiries. She is biology department. And you are already in commerce. Now what happens? You change your subject. Go ahead and become biology students. Then you make more inquiries. Then you find out she is the only daughter to a very rich man. Then your love increases. more information you get. This is how even ordinary love is. So the same way, Bhagavan also, his glories and his greatness, the more we are exposed to. That is the way to develop love. The person was in the hospital, we sent him our Guruji's command and page. He started listening to that, he was there, you know, nothing can do. So he started listening. And after he came out of the hospital, he was a great bhakta, Ram bhakta. So if you continuously listen to the glories of Lord and start thinking about it, then what happens? You become devotee of Bhagavan. This is how, see how people become devotee of movies, Hindi movies. That also in Madras. See, Madras, they don't understand Hindi. But Hindi movies are run. They have continuously. And continuously, nirantara abhyas, they go and watch. The dialogue, etc., become memorized. And there was this movie, olden days, my time, it was called Sholay. Some of you are familiar with it. And there are people who have gone and seen it, what, so many times. And all the dialogue, there was a conversing and all that. And it's got dialogue by heart. And you cannot ask those people simple question, how are you? He will give a dialogue. Because so much of identification. See, you identify with the character so much in life, they emulate or copy his habits, his dress, his habits, the way he walks, everything they copy. Why? Because of admiration. Today the teenagers here, you know, what is that Michael Jackson's time? Everybody was worshipping him, the hero. And the way he walks also, they used to walk. And the hairdress also, one hair come down and then down. And then the moon walk. He will go forward and suddenly he will go backward. His kids practice that, right? They perfected hero worship. So why? Because continuously listening to his music, listening to his tapes, etc., watching him, they develop that admiration. Now if that is possible, why can't you do this? But this is something that is going to save our life. And this nirantara abhyasa, maicha ananya yogena. So in Bhagavatam there is a beautiful letter written by Rukmini. The first love letter ever written by anybody. Is Rukmini wrote a beautiful letter to Bhagavan Krishna. It read very simple, but it shows the whole Bhakti Shastra. And she said, listening to your glories, I have considered myself to be your consort. I have mentally wedded you, accepted you as my husband. And then, please come and take me, rescue me. Because Because the devotees cry, oh Lord, I want only you. This is the implication. I want only you. I have heard your glories. And I have decided mentally, I want only you. Nothing else in this world attracts me. And for, please come and rescue me from the clutches of samsara. And she gives the way also how to do it and all that. It's a beautiful letter. And that kind of a ananya bhakti, avya vicharini bhakti, one should, because for that we have to appreciate the nature of Lord. And the more you appreciate his nature, and then we will develop love. See, Bhagavan is considered without any reason. His heart melts for his devotees. Aham bhakta parayanaha, Bhagavan says in Bhagavatam. That bhakti, devotee, is a devotee of his devotee, Bhagavan. And in one place he said that, Uddhava, I love to go behind my devotees. Why? He says, I want to take bath with the dust coming from the feet of my devotees. Why? I want to get purified myself. The Devas also want to get purified. Yes, I am also partial. To my devotees I am partial. That's it, I want to get purified. From whom? From the dust coming from the feet of my devotees. So that, you know, like this kind of things, if you will, actually develop love for Bhagavan. So, the stories of Bhagavan, if you read, that will give you that emotion. Then, Nivitta Desa Sevittam Aratir Jana Samsati. So this bhakti Bhagavan talked about many times in the 9th chapter also. Nanyat Sandayantoma E Jana Pradipaste E Sham Nityabhi Tana Rogachevam Bahabi Am. Bhagavan said, I carry your yoga and shema. So if you remember, in fact Bhagavan is carrying our yoga shema. Yoga means apraptasya prapti. That is, you don't have, you want to have. Then praptasya rakshana. That which you have, you want to protect. This is called yoga and kshema. And our life is spent only for these two things only. So, what you don't have, you want to get it. So, when you came to this country, you made a list. These are the things I want to have. Now, one by one, you are tick marking. And then, some of you people have finished your list. But still you are happy, no. Now next one is that after you have certain things, how to protect that? That is the anxiety. You already gained certain respect in the society, certain status in the society, and we want to maintain that. For that, there is a continuous struggle. Even if you are insulted in the office, you will accept it. Why? Bal bachcha. For the sake of family, for the sake of house, for the sake of society. Status. We are ready to accept that also. Solo the insult also. Why? Because that is the goal. Now Bhagavan said, you leave it to me. I will take care of you. But we have a problem, Bhagavan. You have to take care of so many people. Suppose you forget me. That is because we think Bhagavan is somewhere far, far away. Lord is right here with you, Antaratma. He is watching every thought of yours. In fact, He is the one eliminating your thought. Before you know it, He knows. He is not far away to take care of your welfare. He is taking care of your welfare in spite of our denial. So this Ananya Yogena Bhaktira Vibhichaya. Then Vivikta Desam Sevittam. Vivikta Desa Sevittam. Resort to a solitary place. Now and then sit alone. Send children to the school, husband to the office. Whole house is yours. Sit quiet. Don't sit on the TV, local TV or what you call cable TV and all that. Or get onto the telephone and start talking to your friend. Or put some music. No, nothing. Just be yourself, do nothing. Like that, spend half an hour every day. You change. Once Tamanji Maharaj lived in Uttarakhand. A businessman came to him, said, complained that his son, only son, is a dropout. Because a rich father is there, naturally children will become useless. Free money, free comfort. The father was very concerned to hear it also.
What is he or do something so that, you know, my child will become all right. So Swamiji said, you bring him next time you come. I'll talk to him. So next time the Sanji came, he brought the son. Son was sitting there. Swamiji never spoke to him anything. Continued talking to father only. Then the father was anxious. See, he reminded, see, this is my son. I talked to you about it. Then as they were leaving, Swamiji called his boy and said, Beta, what time you get up every day? He said, it depends when I go to sleep. If I go to sleep 2:30, then I'll get up 10:30 in the morning, like that, he said. Then Swamiji said, do me a favor. Tomorrow, get up at 4:30. And understand, near your house there's a park. You go to the park, go for a walk. Half an hour. Then come back and go to sleep. Can you do this for me? Okay. Because Swamiji is asking for you. He made a promise. Yes, I will do it. The next day, he came back. Next day, he put alarm and then got up and went. Half an hour he spent in the park. Nobody is there. It is cool. He is alone. Second day, third day, fourth day. When he was continuously doing this, fourth day he kicked in. What am I doing in my life? Suddenly he start introspecting. What is life? What am I doing with my life? Is this right what I am doing? All this thought came to him. His own mind started asking him questions. And then, seventh day, he decided, I am going to change my life. He joined the college. And then, the father came running. Maharaj, you have done jadu. Great magic you have performed. Maharaj said, no magic, it is his own mind. So, this is what happens. Sometimes, we are so much engrossed in the world, mind is so much gone outside and continuously engaged in so many things. Unless it withdraws and become quiet, calm, it will not think about itself and what is the purpose of life, what is the thing to be achieved, etc. It will not think. So this is a chance you have to give to yourself. So this is resort to vivikta desa sevittam aratir janasam sati. Arati. Rati means revel. Janasam sati. Human crowd, party. See, there are people, they enjoy party. Aajkal party with hai ke nahi? Friday comes, Saturday comes, they have to go to some party. If no party available, khud party karenge. Their own house, they will invite some people. So, this kind of a arati means not revel in it, that's what it is. You cannot avoid in this society, if you are here, if you have to live, you cannot avoid going to parties. Or suppose somebody invites you to a marriage reception or something, you have to go. It is not that you become suddenly serious, I am going to the Gita class, now I am a sannyasi, don't call me, put a board, don't invite me. No, it's not possible. You are in the society, you have to go. But don't revel in that company. Don't those people, the conversation will lead you toward material things. 2 hours, 3 hours you talk in a party and you start thinking, what did you gain out of it? Nothing. Nothing constructive. Instead you got so much of garbage filled in your mind, that's all. unnecessarily start criticizing. The party, if you watch, you see, first they will talk about the local politics. Then that is over, then they will go to international politics. Then they will go to India. Indian politics is always some substance is there to talk. Chutney masala bahut hai usme. Then after everything is over, they will come to you personal. What are you doing? Kitna paisa kamaya bhai? Idhar invest kiya hai? If they find out you are invested in this particular place, they will advise you. Hey, don't do that. This is very dangerous. I'll tell you how I made money. Then they'll make you invest in their stock. That is the dangerous thing that you will get. So, this is how party goes. And if you spend like this, what is this? Afterwards you feel miserable. Time is wasted. Whereas, whenever you go to the next party, you start talk about Bhagavad Gita mein Bhagwan kaha hai ye. Shuru karo. Second chapter of Gita. And I guarantee you, they will never call you next time. Satsang shuru karna hai. There you go and start satsang. But nothing wrong in being in the company of people or listening to gossip. But you switch off. But the moment somebody start talking ill about somebody, switch off. And our Gurudev used to say that, you know, Indian style, you keep on nodding the head this way and sometime this way. They will be very satisfied you are listening. But you are thinking something else. Don't give too much of importance. Arati is it. Don't. If you kya hua, and then what happened? Rewinding. You know, like the movie they watch, you know, suddenly they miss it, they rewind it. Same way conversation also, rewind. Anyway, come, tell me what about that? You didn't tell me the name of the person. Suddenly somebody comes and tells you that, you know what happened? No, I don't know what happened. Okay, I'll tell you. What is that? The neighbor's son ran away with that girl. Now which girl? How curious. He was not an Indian girl. Oh, then what? Then you want to know the whole detail about it. What was that girl doing? What was their parents doing? And what exactly happened? When it happened? How it happened? This is called reti. Revel in that. Then after getting the news, no, what is the point? You cannot keep quiet. You got a fresh news. Unless you unload on somebody else, another culprit you look. Uzara jo bakra ko pakdenge. And you will, unless you give, otherwise you will be suffocated with that news. This is what answer. Aratir jana samanusa. So vidikta desa sevittam aratir jana samanusa. Now, okay. Our Guruji used to say that, you know, you should live in this world like how you are listening to Gita class. So, whatever that I am saying, it is not that every word you are taking it seriously. Now and then, Swamiji to chalte rehte hai. In this manner, if you live in the world, you are fine. But there we cannot maintain that. There we ask questions. You want to know more. So don't give too much importance to things what happens around. Then, now, Arjuna is thinking, Bhagavan, you have been telling so many things. Amanitam adambittam ahimsat chandirat. There are 18 points. But all of them, I don't think I can practice any of this. Is there anything, any one thing practicing which everything else come to me? Yeah, one formula. Shortcut. Bhagavan said, yes, I will tell you. What is that? Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. Tattva-jnanartha-darshanam. Etat-jnanamiti-proktam. Ajnanam yatatonyatha. Now, adhyatma-jnana-nityatvam. Atmadi visayam jnanam, adhyatma jnanam. Tasmin nitya bhavaha nityattvam. Unfailing cultivation, spiritual knowledge. Adhyatma jnana nityattvam. That is, you take this study of our scriptures, take it seriously. One thing. That if you take that particular vow, that I will read, I will study your scriptures on a regular basis. If that niyama is kept, you see, everything else will come to you, discipline will come to you. Then you will preserve, you will see that the time is allotted for it. And once you start reading the scriptures, what happens? The mind starts thinking about it. Whenever the mind is free, the mind picks up those thoughts. It is not that you can think about it all the time, please. 24 hours, you will not be able to think. But when you are working in the office, your mind should be concentrating on the piece of job that is in your hand. At that time, you cannot tell, I am thinking of Bhagavan. That is a problem for us. When we are in the office, we think about the house. When we are in the house, we think about office. That is where the problem is. So, when we are in the office, we concentrate on that job. But whenever the mind is free, a coffee break, lunch break, those are the time mind is free. At that time, where the mind goes, we have to see. Where does the mind go? Whatever the mind likes. The latest movie you saw, the latest song you heard, the latest gossip you heard, these are the place the mind automatically get gravitated. And start reveling in it, thinking about it. But somebody has insulted you last time, that insult comes to your mind. And then you start planning how to reply to her better way, so that the words, choicest word I should use, so that it will hit her. Back and forth. Is it not? This is called a wool gathering mind. This is what we have to stop. Stop in the sense, if you start studying our scriptures, as well as Shankaracharya said in Sadhana Panchakam, Vedo Nityamadhiyatam Taduditam Karma Sarashtiyatam. So, our scriptures should be studied on a daily basis. So then what happened? The monotony will go. What happened to our life is, we get into a monotonous routine. Monday through Friday, going to office, coming back, everything is routine. Then Saturday and Sunday also become another routine. Everybody has got their own routine. People who are coming to Balaya, there is a routine. And others who are going to party, there is another routine. People go for picnic, there is another routine. Like this, that also become, weekend also become another routine. That's why every Monday they ask you, how was your holiday? How was your weekend? One person said, honey dough weekend. What do you mean honey dough weekend? It was honey dough this, honey dough that, that was the weekend. That becomes another routine. So, mind doesn't like to get into your routine. It resists that. So, mind always wants something dynamic, new things. That's why every day roti dal ghar mein milta to kya bolenge wo? Aaj Chinese aayenge. Immediately, some change you want. It's the nature of mind. So, in order to inspire the mind and to break this routine from our day-to-day life, what is to be given? The mind should be given something higher thinking. Now, these ideals and higher thinking, where do we get it? Our scriptures supplies it. So, reading the scriptures continuously and make it a vow that I will do this. Read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. Hey, whether you understand the meaning or not, doesn't matter. You just chant. And you will see the difference. So this is what Adhyatma Jnana Nityattvam. Atmadi Vishayam Jnanam. It's an inquiry into the nature of Atma. What is this Atma? Who is this Atma? What exactly the nature of this truth? And our scriptures, there are so many scriptures are there. All of them talk about it. Whether you read Bhagavad Gita or Ramayana or Bhagavatam or other Bhakti Granthas, all of them are pointing towards this one. So, take this as a regular, without fail, continuously to study. Keep this going without a change. Now, in order to listen to Gita Yajna, you have made so many adjustments to come to this class because you have given priority to it. You must have had so many other appointments, you cancel all that, you came to listen to because you considered this is important. The same way, in our life, this is important. Inquiry into the nature of Paramatma is considered the most important thing. If that priority is given, and you keep that priority, knowledge centered on the self alone is important. Once this becomes your goal, you will make adjustments to all other activities. Then, what is that? Tattvajnana-artha-darshanam. And Tattvajnana-artha-darshanam. What exactly the essence of the truth that you start seeing? Tattvajnana-artha-darshanam. Then you start enjoying or understanding the meaning of our Shastras and you start translating those values in our day-to-day life. So, just reading Bhagavad Gita alone is not going to help you. We have to practice those values also. Why? Because without knowing our own self, our life is a waste. All other knowledge we know. See, there is a story, famous story. A Panditji woke up early morning, a boatman. He was going across Ganges. The Pandit log, you know, they cannot keep quiet. As the boat was going, Panditji asked this boatman, do you know Sanskritam? What Sanskritam? I don't know Sanskritam. Our life is gone. Half water life is gone. Do you know Ramayana? No. Half life is gone. But at least some, you know, bhakti god, bhajan kirtan, kirtan. That also. 3/4 of your life is gone. Because this man was distracted, boatman, he is also thinking my life is wasted and all that. He was also thinking. Because Panditji bol rahe hoga, toh padhe likhe aadmi hai. He is a learned man, he is telling me my life is gone. So he is also very sad. By the time the boat reached the middle of the river and did not notice there was a small hole, through that hole water has come into the boat. It has filled up also. It is too late to empty. So the boatman asked, "Do you know, Sanditji, how to swim?" And he said, "No, your whole life is gone." So in life, samsara, sagar, if you don't know taranavidya, taranavidya means swimming. Taranavidya is called atmavidya. This atmavidya is the one that takes you across samsara. If that knowledge is not there, whatever knowledge you may have, it will not help you. It will help you to give you a certain lifestyle. But even air-conditioned comfort, you will feel miserable. You become comfortably sorrowful. Uncomfortably sorrowful, that is understand. But here, uncomfortably, with all air-conditioned comfort inside, so this is tattva-jnana-artha-darshanam. Now this is, we have completed 20 values. Bhagavan says, etat-jnanam iti proktam. All this is said to be knowledge, jnanam. In the sense, these values, if you practice, mind gains purity and it will take you to knowledge of truth. And ajnanam yadadonyatha, and what is other than this is ignorance. Opposite of this is called ignorance. Amanittam, opposite word, manittam. Adambittam is adambittam. Like that, opposite of everything is called ajnanam, ignorance. Now, Bhagavan is now going to tell what is jnayam. Jnanam, jnayam. So we have seen Kshetra. Kshetrajna briefly we saw. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarvakshetreshu bhata. That much only Bhagavan said. Detail he has not told. But jnanam we saw, detail, 20 values. Now naturally Bhagavan is supposed to give what? Jnayam. What is to be known? Now that is the next topic Bhagavan is going to talk. Let us see.
Neyam yat tat pravakshyami. Yajñātvā mṛtam aśnute. Anādimat param brahmā. Nasattannāsaduccate. Neyam yat tat pravakshyami. I shall now neyam means that which is to be known. Yat tat pravakshyami. I shall explain to you. Yajñātvā amṛtam aśnute. So what is that jñeya vastu? Has to be known, ought to be known. There are so many things in this world, without knowing you can live happily. And some of them if you don't know also it is good. But this knowledge is the thing to be known. So, jnayam, yatat pravakshyami, yat which tat that pravakshyami, I will declare, I shall declare. Why are you telling this? Yatnyatva amrutam ashnute, knowing which one attained amrutattvam, immortality. Anadimat param brahma, the supreme Brahman without a beginning. You attain immortality, which is the supreme Brahman without a beginning. The beginningless supreme Brahman. Now what is that? Nasattan nasaduchyate. It is neither sat nor asat. Sat can be truth, asat untruth. But that's not the meaning here. Sat here means gross. Asat means subtle. So neither gross nor subtle. Why? It is param. You cannot explain the truth saying it is like this, it is like this. It is something like government. Now government is everywhere. Then how do you know how government is functional? You break the law, then you know. Go on a 45 mile speed, you go 85, then you know whether the government exists or not. Its authority is everywhere, but you cannot see what is government. The same way, the Paramatma is everywhere, but you cannot see that Lord as an object, gross or subtle. It's a gross object, is seen through our senses. Subtle object, we can see through what? Microscope, etc. So non-existence and existence. The non-existence we understand from the standpoint of existence. Gross we understand from subtle. Subtlety we appreciate only from the standpoint of gross. Our buddhi or mind travels only in the pairs opposite. It's a relative field. So since our buddhi is limited in understanding this way, why we understand happiness from the standpoint of unhappiness? Isn't it? Because why are you not happy? Because I am unhappy. Why are you unhappy? Because I am not happy. This is how we go. So, when we say subtle, because it is not gross, that is all. So this is how we understand. But when you talk about Bhagavan, the Lord, so He is beyond gross and subtle. When you say, so how do you understand a thing? An object is understood in three manner. Jati, Kriya, Sambandha. What species it is, belongs to. Whether it is a cow, or a dog, or a cat, if it is a human being, is a man or a woman, this is how we understand. Whether he is an American, a Hindu, or a Christian, or you say he is an Indian or a Chinese or a Mongolian or African. So this is how we categorize. Then Kriya, then you ask Mr. Chatterjee, let us say. Now what does he do? Kriya. What does he do? In action. He is doing, he is a computer, software engineer. Okay, that is his Kriya. So that is an identification. Then Sambandha, what is your relationship? How do I know him? Then you say he is a Mr. Prakash?
Yes.
Prakash, brother-in-law's husband's husband's nephews, in-laws, uncles, sons, daughter is married to him. Some sambandha is there. You have to talk long, but it's okay. Somewhere you are connected. I have even forgot what I said. Now, Brahman is free from all that. Jati, Kriya, Sambandha. You cannot say Brahman is Brahman. The reality is belonging to this particular species. And activity, what does he do? There is no activity. Then Sambandha, relationship, it is related to what? That is also not possible. So, to indicate Brahman, so here Bhagavan is using asattan nasatuchyate. Na sat nor asat. It is free from the perception. So, yeah, with reference to our sense perception, gross things we say, it is. Subtle objects are not seen, so we say it is not. Asat we say. Brahman is neither gross nor subtle. Then what it is? It is you. It is becoming difficult, right? That's why Bhagavan said first jnanam. All the values to be practiced, the mind becomes sharper. And if that's our subtle mind, we have to think. So, nasattan nasatuchyate. God is beyond sat and asat. Gross and subtle. Because these are pairs of opposite, subtle and gross. The Lord is beyond both. Means what? You cannot say it is gross, you cannot say it is subtle. That is why the word used, subtler than the subtlest. Anoraniyan, mahatomaniyan, subtler. Controversial is the, what we call that, contrary words are used. Okay, continuing. Then, you may think that it is not there. Asattan nasatuchyate, neither gross nor subtle. Then how do you know him? That means it is not there. Shunyaha. Why don't you say that straight away? It is not there. No. So here now says next one. Sarvata panipadam tat. Sarvatokshishiro mukham. Sarvatashruti malloke. Sarvamavritya tishtati. Sarvata panipadam tat. On all sides it has hands and feet. Sarvatokshi shirobukham. Akshi, eyes. On all sides eyes. Shiro, heads, mukham, mouths. It has ears on all sides, here in this world. Sarvatashrutimalloke, sarvam avrityatishtati, stands encompassing all things. So, with hands and feet everywhere, with eyes, heads and mouths everywhere, with ears everywhere, he exists in this world, enveloping all. That means what? Wherever eyes and legs are there, Bhagavan is there. We have seen that in the morning class also. Sahasra jisha purusha sarasvaksha sarasvaad sabhumim vishudho vatva atyatishtadhyashankulam. Same way here also. wherever eyes are there, hands are there, legs are there, understand it is His presence. So, in the factory, suppose you are the boss, the people ask, how many hands are working for you? I have 1,000 hands, you say, it's not that you are 1,000 hands. Yes, all of them consider your hands because they are all working for you. Same, Bhagavan, because of Him, because of whom our hands can work, our legs can move, our eyes can see, our ears can hear, our tongue can taste. And this tongue is such a great thing. Have you ever thought about it? 1.5 inch skin is a skin only. But it is vichitra vate. If you want to taste something, you put it on the skin, you cannot taste it. But if you put it on a tongue, wow. That also different taste. You don't have to change the tongue every time. We sweet hair, sweet tongue, then we punch in, you know that. A pair of, you know, like this, you carry in your purse, and different tongue, apne. Like your glasses, you change, long, far sight and short sight. What engineering in the body? We are all so much blessed with it, we are using it every day. It is given to you free, you are not paid for it also. Suppose, you know, Bhagavan has charged you some money for the tongue this much, $1 million or something like that, you charge me. Then I'm looking for a because so much money you pay. Paisa vasool karna hai. So, sarvada panibadam, sarvadochichi rogam. The whole world is name and form. It is a substance called. So without substance, the name and form cannot exist. Without gold, no gold chain or bangle. Bangle, chain, etc. is a name given to a particular form. But if you remove the gold, there is no existence for the form. It happened in Kerala. There was a mathematics professor. His wife was Kalyani. The professor got into some debt because he had the habit of gambling, card playing. So he started eyeing her necklace, gold necklace. So Kalyani, I wish you know some mathematics. Gold plus chain is gold chain. Gold minus chain is gold. So I take the gold and then give you the chain. Give me the necklace. Give me the necklace, I will sell the gold in the market, I will return the necklace to you. She listened to him nicely and said, if you do that, your neck will be less. Without substance, see computer language. There is a hardware, there is a software, isn't it? Now, hardware is this physical body. Software is what? Our subtle body. The software is always come with program, isn't it? According to the program, whatever that is programmed, that is how the computer works. The same way, we are all come with the software. It's called subtle body. And if software is there, hardware is both are there, but still it will not work. Unless it is connected to UPS, uninterrupted power supply, isn't it? Until it is connected to power supply, another works. Same way, the body is there, the mind is there, intellect is there, vasanas are, everything is there, but it will not be functional unless Paramatma is present. So therefore, all the hands, eyes, legs, ears, everything is His belonging to Him, because of whom everything was. So this is the Tatastha Lakshanaya Bhagavan is pointed out here. Through hands, legs, ears, eyes, what is pointed out here is Paramatma. Sarvendriya Gunabhasam. Sarvendriya Vivarjitam. Asaktam Sarva Bhrityaiva. Gunam Guna Bhuktricha. If the Lord will be, if the Lord is wielding all these eyes, ear, nose, tongue, legs, everything, then I sympathize with him. He will get conditioned by the upadhis. Bhagavan says, Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, apparently possessing all sense organs and their properties, but in truth devoid of them all. All sense organs experience one thing common, that is easiness. Appearing according to the qualities of the senses and its function. I am seeing. The seeing is a function of the eyes. Atma appears as though as a seer. I am talking, I am walking. Pasyan, Srinvan, Spashan, Jigran, Ashnan, Gachan, Sopan, Susan, Pralapan, Visajan, Rundan, Unmishan, Nimishan, Nabi, Indriyan, India, Indriyan. Paramatma, it's the chapter by one, Dr. Paramatma is a witness. Whatever activity that is going on in this body, he is a witness. Electricity is not punished when a person is given capital punishment, electrical chair. If he is killed by that, electricity is not punished for it. He is not responsible for it. The power, the same way, Bhagavan is a power. He is free from all the activities. So this paradoxical language is used here. So our knowledge is always with reference to objects. So it gets conditioned. It has got limitation. That's why paradoxical language is used. Sarvendriya Gunabhasam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Asaktam Sarvabhrutyaiva, unattached, sustaining all, Nirgunam, free from all attributes, Gunabhuktaja, experience. Without him, no experience is possible. Therefore, indirectly, he is called an experiencer. So, it's called Satta Spurti. Satta means that which gives existence. Satta, pure existence. Spurti means consciousness. So, existence and consciousness, both belonging to Paramatma. Then what belonging to the object? Name and form. Asti vadi priyam rupam namate amsa panchakam. Asti adi priyam rupam. Priyam rupam. Asti vadi priyam rupam nama. These are the five things. Any object if you take, what is that? It exists. It shines. It is dear to you. or otherwise. See, if you hate certain things also, it is an expression of love only. You see, if you love somebody, then only you can hate. Suppose you don't love it, suppose a person is on the road walking, you neither hate or love, isn't it? Because hatredness is an expression of love. It is a perverted expression maybe, but it is an expression of love. So, priyam, then rupam, the form, namam, that particular rupam is given a name. These are the five things, any object you take. Now, Bhagavan says, atyatrayam brahmarupam. The first three, asti, vadi, priyam, is the nature of Bhagavan. Then the two things are jagat. Nama and rupa is called this world. And we get fascinated by this nama rupa. It's something like when you are seeing a movie. We get lost in the movie. We forget what? The screen. Suppose that screen, there is one dot in there. The heroine will have a dot on her face. But without the screen, then no movie can be. You just see. Hey, olden times in our village and all that, you know, they used to keep the old rundown movies, they used to be Jagadala Pradavan and things like that. So in the street they put one screen. Both sides we used to sit and watch. Free, it was like free. So we used to enjoy those days. And then suddenly what happened? The screen start moving. So it has got a three-dimensional effect. So the whole enjoyment or whatever it is, all depends upon the screen. But at the same time, we never see it. We never think about it. That's the reason. Sarvendriya gunabhasam sarvendriya vachitam saktam samabhacheva. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue this Neyavastu tomorrow. Then afterwards, Prakriti Purusha, Bhagavan come back to Kshetrajna.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Hari Om.